when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
God bless you, dear Blood River Radio people. Thank you for holding on. Listen, the second part, our second hour now, this is going to be an inquisition. And I'll just briefly explain this. I'm going to lay out a lot of stuff, drop a little napalm, then bring Dr. Hill in, and then Brother Rand, my dear Brother Rand, is going to finish up this hour. But listen, everybody probably knows, one day last week, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the so-called Hate Center got into it. They called Sam Bushman. He gave them an interview. They tried to put a lot of heat and pressure on Sam. I've never seen Sam to fold. He's never wavered in attack. The feds have been on Sam as long as they've been on me, if not even longer. I could say more about the sacrifices Sam Bushman has made in the attack of the stinking feds, but I'm not going to say it because he might not want me to. But I know the man has suffered greatly, and we all have. But listen, they came on. They made a lot of accusations to Sam. Sam later, I think he had James on the show. They broke it down. Well, I'm doing it different for them. We're not going to defend anything. We don't defend. We never stop and absorb attack. We always attack. And this is going to be an attack. It's an inquisition. It's a trial. And I'm going to tell you something else. These stinking Jews lied their butt off. They said they tried to contact me. They never tried to contact me. I wish the hell they would. There's two ways we would talk to them. They would have to come on Blood River Radio. That way they can't lie and make a lot of recordings and inject crap in it or take stuff out. They can either come on Blood River Radio and fess up like white men do. That ain't going to happen. Or I can meet them someplace in the alley somewhere, and I'm by God serious. That'd be the way I would love to do it. Yes, sir, I would. But I'll pick the alley. Well, anyway, we'll start off. They lied. They absolutely lied. And you know what? They talk about Blood River Radio. They named most of the guests we've had. They named all of our co-hosts. They named Dr. Hill. They slandered Nancy Hitt. They slandered Monica. They even named Mark Tomey. Sure did. They listened to every damn thing, and they talked about every single show we had, what we had. But there's a couple of things they conveniently left out. The stinking Jews. You know what they didn't mention? They never mentioned our shows with the United States Ship Liberty. They never mentioned Phil Torney or all the other survivors that we've had on this program. They never said a damn word. No, sir, they didn't. You know something else they didn't do? They never mentioned the Holodomor with the stinking Jews, the Cheka, the Soviet secret police, the terrorist organizations, when they went into the Ukraine, which it's in the news right now, the Ukraine, and they starved to death intentionally. 8, 10, 12, 15 million Ukrainians. They were so desperate there, the mothers were eating their children. There was cannibalism. And then not only that, that wasn't bad enough. The stinking Jews brought populations from all over Asia to bring them in there, and they said it in their own literature. They did it to disperse, to dilute, to displace the resident population there, just like they're doing now. Just like they're doing now. And they had the nerve to say that Blood River Radio, that we claim, like they're laughing at us like we're some kind of idiots, like what we said, we have this conspiracy, we believe in this conspiracy, where we're actually being replaced. Well, just because the damn border's wide open and they're bringing every colored thing they can possibly bring, they're bringing tens of thousands. There was something like 250,000 of these people that we know of came across the border just in 1 month. I believe it was in January. Well, I'm going to go back and say some stuff these stinking Jews have done. I'll make this brief. And they go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, for you people that believe in the Bible, when Satan came in there and he tempted Eve, and she gave in and got weak and brought original sin in the world. They also, when Satan killed Abel, the first murderer in heaven, that was Satan that did it. They tried to kill, Jezebel, tried to kill, what's his name? The guy who brought fire down from heaven, I'm getting kind of worked up. Elijah. That's right. That's right. They did Elijah. Listen, they forgot to tell you about the Levant affair, blowing up the King David Hotel, the mass murder, the terrorism. They forget to mention that the Israeli border is always intact. They guard that border with machine guns, with landmines. There's nary a non-Israeli, non-Jew going to go into Israel. But you know what? If you look and see all you Jew-loving Southern Baptists out there, if you look and see, these Jews are instrumental in destroying the border of the United States of America. They're the ones that are trying to pour all these foreigners into this here United States of America. Why? To dilute our population, just like they did in the Ukraine. And if they could, they would have a hold of more here on us right here. But they can't do it right now because there's too many armed white people left. I've got 1,000 things. They're the ones, these stinking Jews, are behind the total gun confiscation of white people in this country right here. They are the ones, I just mentioned, the mass immigration in this country. Just millions of these non-whites bringing in here. Guess what? They're the biggest spies they've ever had. They forget to mention I've got his name written down here. The guy who was caught, he was flown over to Israel about a year or two ago. I'm getting so hot I can hardly think. But I got some other stuff he did. Right now, even as we speak, in Palestine. The Jews there's a massive all-out assault. They're killing Palestinians. They're burning down whole towns over there. And there's an Israeli general over there. He actually came up on the news yesterday, and he said that they're having a pogrom. They're having a pogrom against these Palestinians. Jonathan Pollard, that's who I was thinking to think about. Jonathan Pollard, one of many, many Jewish spies. They said Jonathan Pollard did the most damage to the United States government than any single spy in history. Look at Jeremy Epstein. That was a Jew-run concentration, attack against the United States of America. It goes on and on and on. And, I mentioned the USS Liberty. Really soon, some people sent me this report from Admiral Thomas Moore. He was the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We're going to mention I'm looking down the ground now. The final secrets of the attack on the USS Liberty. They never mention any of that. But everything we've ever said on this show, we can document in living proof. We can document everything we've ever said as being true. And we can also document that everything these stinking Jews have said about Sam, about TPC, and about Blood River Radio, we can document that they're liars. And I'm going to put it out there right now. Contact me. Call in the radio station right now. And you stinking Jews, I know you're listening, you Jewish cowards, you sons of Satan. Call in here and debate us. And I'll say one thing. I don't think the end of the world is too far off. You have a chance, you stinking Jews. There's one way you can get yourself saved. You can give up your satanic religion. You can stop serving your father, the devil, and you can disown him and change your name legally, and you can become a Christian. Yes, you can. You can become a Christian. That is the only way you're going to escape the wrath. I could go on and on, but listen, I'm going to say one more thing. The pharmaceutical industry is owned 1,000% by Jews. The CDC, owned 1,000% by Jews. The Food and Drug Administration, Jews. The World Health Association, owned by Jews. The United Nations, owned by Jews. And it's all owned by these people. And they're the ones manufacturing these biological systems Dr. Hill mentioned. They're out there. And everything they've done is for one purpose. And that is to exterminate all white people on the face of the earth. And I'm sorry I didn't do a better job. I got 50 more points here. Like, for instance, we talked about the Cheka. Gingrich Rigota killed, even with their own book. I got a book right here, The Secret Behind Communism by David Duke. And the Jews sat here and mentioned, they bragged, they said, in this book, and this is you writing it, he said, Gingrich Rigota was the greatest Jewish murderer of the 20th century, responsible for the death of at least 10 million people. Well, that, I'm going to shut up. I've already rambled too much. I could go on and on and on. But Dr. Hill, before we go to the break, if you will, since you were mentioning that article, go ahead and take up, and then the rest of the hour will be turned over to Rand. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
All right. Let me say two things. First of all, very early on in that article by the Southern Poverty Law Center, they tried to explain why you call your program Blood River Radio. And they missed it. They missed it completely, which tells you one thing. Look, Eddie, this is what it tells you. Their research is and always has been, at the very best, shoddy. So, you know, that's just an example right there. They don't even do their research. They just make these wild accusations, and their cousins in the media pick it up. And lo and behold, you have a story about how bad Blood River Radio and the political cesspool and Sam Bushman are. These people don't do their research. And secondly, and this will be the last thing I say, the Jews may call you anti-Semitic, but they never call you a liar.
That's a damn good point. It certainly is. And I wish the hell they would call in. I would love to meet them in that alley. I know they'd be able to do that. That's God's truth. But God strike me dead if I'm lying. But I wish the hell they would call in this program. They never will, though. Thank you so much. Dr. Hill, you're standing on another segment. Are you getting ready to go? What do you want to do, Dr. Hill?
I'm gonna drop off now. I'm gonna go eat some supper.
Well, you have a good meal, Dr. Hill.
The Congregation of God's Covenant People, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com. Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, got to apologize to you a little bit. My temper is almost out of control. And when I get mad like that, I can't even hardly think of the simplest little thing. But I'm not apologizing for attacking the eternal poisoners of the well. You know, with that, people, I'm going to shut up briefly. And we're going to go to my dear brother, the Alabama Lone Wolf. He's also chairman of the Alabama League of the South, and I just love him to death. Do anything for him, he'd do the same thing with me. We're blood spirit brothers. But how you doing, Rand?
I'm very blessed, Eddie. I'm very blessed, brother. I'm glad to be back on Blood River Radio with you and all the listeners, and always certainly to just be a little part of being with Dr. Hill on the show. Y'all been hitting on all cylinders, nailing it to the wall, telling it like it is, brother. And I'm so glad that Dr. Hill brought up about the SPLC missing about even the name of your radio show.
They damn sure did.
I know you caught it, but you know what they didn't mention is that was all about a bunch of white men kicking a bunch of Zulu ass. That's what they didn't mention.
You got that right.
You know, they didn't mention the Komi River. They didn't mention that none of those warriors or the four trackers, none of them died. A couple was wounded, and they killed, 15,000? Correct me if I'm wrong. Something like that.
They killed.
They killed so many
that the river turned red with blood.
Yes, and that's why it's called Blood River Radio, but they didn't mention that. And you know something, brother? You named off a big, long list of what all they talked about and what they wouldn't ask about. That's what you were talking about, what they wouldn't mention. And something else they wouldn't mention. They wouldn't mention that they the damn ones that killed our Savior. They the ones that crucified our Savior, and that's what this is all about. They wanted to kill him. So you're not, and it's very Christian-like, and I'm with you on it. But as far as giving them an invitation to accept Jesus Christ, he ain't gonna make, we're not gonna get many takers on that.
No,
they are of their father. They got a different father. They got a different father than us, and that's the father they worship. That's the father that they go about. And he goes by many names: Lucifer, Satan, the dragon, little big horn. He's got a lot of names, and he's very, very deceivable. But you know, brother, you're talking about the SPLC and the hit list on your program. That means, hey, you know what? That means that you're hitting some nerves somewhere. That means it's working. That means you're doing a good job. We want them to keep harassing us. You know what I mean? Because that shows that you know, we touching them. You reach, like Dr. Hill said. You know, you talk about you'd like to be over there fighting with the Russians, and you know what? I would too. You know, because they're fighting against the all the globalists. The whole world set against them. Not totally the whole world, but. You know, they're trying to push them in a corner. They're trying to demonize Vladimir Putin, and they're trying to make him, just like Dr. Hill mentioned, that the next Hitler. They've already setting that stage, the propaganda of it. But anyway, I didn't mean to go too much off of down that road. But what I wanted to say about the SPLC.
You're doing great.
You know what, brother? The SPLC means about as much to me as Joe Biden does. That ain't very much. And you know what? The question is, we talk about all the things that we've allowed to go on, the people that's been in charge and running this country. Couple of questions. How far are we going to let it go? And how much longer are we going to put up with it? As good Christian white men, how long are we going to continue on and just to let this go on? Because we have allowed this to take place. We have allowed ourselves to be in this position. And with God's help, we're the only ones that's going to get us out of this position, brother. Nobody's coming to save us. There's no rescue team coming to save us. We've got to strap it up. We've got to gird it up. And with God's help, so only with his help, we're the ones that's got to fight our way out of the things that we've let go on around us, which some of you mentioned earlier, Eddie, you did, about the people that Biden has around him, the transgenders, the evil, the lesbian press secretary, black, that has nothing in common with me. I don't want to see her up there as my press secretary. That's why I don't watch her. because I don't want to see her. She don't have anything in common with me. But we've got to take back a small piece. If it ain't nothing but Alabama, half of Alabama, a third of Alabama, whatever, of Tennessee, whatever, we've got to take back us a little piece of something.
Yes, absolutely.
And one more thing, and I'm going to hand it back to you. You had asked a question, or it's actually come up a lot of times. Why come people can't wake up? Why come people can't see? And yes. Dr. Hill answered it very well. But I want to give our listeners, and I'm not going to read these verses, but I want to give our listeners documentation of our Father's word that says, if you want to be stupid, He'll let you be stupid. And we're going to start off in the Old Testament. If you want to grab a pencil real quick and take these scriptures down, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 3 and 4. Read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Just go read it. Romans chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. Romans chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. And thirdly, but not lastly, there's other places too, but I'm not going to, this is going to only be the last one that I give as far as scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 8 through 12, but emphasis on verse 11. Verse 11 nails it. And you're going, if you read those verses, you'll say, that's right. God said, if you want to be stupid, you be stupid. And that's why people can't wake up. You know, most people, most of our young people, our young adults, Eddie, our young adults right now, they can't tell you what happened 20 years ago. You know, so how they going to know about who they are, where they come from? I mean, they've been programmed, pure propaganda. Any news that you turn on mainstream networks is nothing but pure propaganda. That's all it is. It's not news. It's propaganda. And our young people, that's all they know. And it's a shame. It's a
who
shame.
Owns the news media?
Oh, yeah, but absolutely. Just like, yeah, absolutely. Just like who owns and runs Hollywood. Who owns and runs the banking system, the money system. They're the money changers, you know. and we know what Christ did to the money changers, right? He
absolutely
ran the ass out of the temple, you know. But you know, Eddie, this just hit me upside the head. Alfred. I love Alfred's positivity. The way he's so positive, you know, about how he, you know, Mr. Schaefer, Alfred.
Yeah, Monica's brother.
Yeah, Monica's brother. Because he's always turning, you know, everything to a positive. You know, when they arrested him and, you know, he could, you know, about going, and I hate to, this is a rabbit trail, I know, but it just, and that's what we need to do. We need to, Dr. Hill talked about it, every day in our walks of life, when we're around people, we should let something shine off of us through God that somebody would say, hey, there is hope. Hey, things can get better.
And you know, they can.
Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, no, I'm you're doing a great job, Rand. I'm glad you come in there. I need to comment. It's not healthy to get that hot. But you know, you hit a lot of good points there. I'd just like to tell these people that I'd like to say one more time, the FPLC people said they sent me an email and they try to contact me. They're a bunch of lying sons of Satan. And I will get back to that in just a second. And I'm going to document some other stuff that these sons of the devil did. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your hats.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Winter storms are forcing hundreds of flight delays and cancellations around the U.S. According to FlightAware, more than 700 flights have been canceled and over 1,800 delayed today due to strong winds and heavy snow. Boston's Logan International scratched more than 100 flights as of noon. The National Weather Service said the storm could dump another 3 to 6 inches of snowfall in areas of upstate New York and parts of New England into this evening. The storm before hitting New England has caused at least 12 deaths as this powerful storm system continues to march across the country. 5 people were killed in Kentucky, 3 in Alabama, 2 in Tennessee, 1 each in Arkansas and Mississippi. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Utility partners are working quickly to restore services, but this may take some time. This is very significant, widespread damage.
Several of those deaths were due to trees falling on vehicles. The system that brought golf ball-sized hail, torrential rain, and tornadoes to the area also dumped heavy snow on parts of California earlier this week. The White House says President Biden had cancerous skin tissue removed last month. The president's doctor described it as a small lesion, which was removed from his chest at Walter Reed Medical Center. It was sent for a biopsy, which confirmed it as basal cell carcinoma. A statement from the White House says all cancerous tissue was successfully removed. Actor Tom Sizemore has died at St. Joseph Hospital in Burbank.
Sizemore was known for tough guy roles in action movies. His films include Natural Born Killers, Heat, Saving Private Ryan, Black Hawk Down, and Pearl Harbor. His manager said he had a brain aneurysm following a stroke, and his family decided to end life support for him. Sizemore is survived by 2 sons. I'm Karen Sloan.
Tom Sizemore was 61 years old. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Dear Blood River Radio, I almost forgot to mention, Sister Nancy's going to be calling in probably the last segment of this hour because, you know, she was also mentioned in that SPLC argument article. I'd like to talk about a few other things. If you look at every, now I may have mentioned this before, but every single pharmaceutical company is owned by Jews. If you look into the top 500 of the Fortune 500 company, every single one of them, if you look at the top, at the very tip top, they're owned by Jews. The money system in the entire world, starting here in the United States in 1913, actually before 1913. And this is what Dr. Hill said. They call us a lot of things, but they don't say we're liars. The Jews bought up. They bought the Congress. They bought and owned the Congress probably for 150 years, since the Lincoln's War anyway. And the point I'm making, they own every single one of the pharmaceutical companies, including Pfizer, that supposedly makes all these COVID shots. And that's been proven. The people, run these pharmaceutical companies, they have so much power that they get control of these hospitals. I watched a little documentary the other day. I get this, once again, you know, when I get really hot, it's hard for me to remember, but I get, a lot of you people probably get it too. You subscribe to this newspaper, and I get it online, and they send me movies. They have so much power. This is one hospital, just one of hundreds or probably thousands. They kicked the doctor out. These hospital staff called in the police. He was escorted out by police and hospital security because he was giving a talk at a staff meeting there. And he said in his private practice, he's used ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine with great success. And he said these drugs cost, and this leads to a point, these drugs he mentioned, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, cost pennies. It's dirt cheap. And they're very effective. He said they've been used, they've been used to keep people from getting the symptoms of so-called COVID, which is like flu. And he said, and they've been used successfully to people that were full-blown symptomatic to stop that, to reverse it, and to keep the symptoms and to keep the people out of the hospital. Well, within 5 minutes after he said that, that's when the police came to escort him out. But that's the key, people. It costs pennies on the doctor. They don't want that. They want to sell these super expensive drugs that are going to kill you. It's all part of the scam. It's all part of what Blood River Radio said back in October of 2018 when we first came out. The whole idea of these Jews, their father the devil, and these stupid so-called Christians, and you name the church, the first church, or you name it. I don't give a damn which one it is. If they're not preaching, if they're preaching holy Israel, if they're worshiping Israel, worshiping the Jews, they are apostate. Just like the minister said today, this might be a little rabbit trail, Moran. Just like the minister said today, Israel and the United, and this earth is going to pass away. It's people, Southern Baptists, it's your own friggin' Bible. It says there will be a new earth. A new Jerusalem. It's new. Heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Anyway, getting back to what we're talking about. The people that own all these pharmaceuticals, they own, and I mentioned this earlier, they own the WHO, they own the United Nations, and they're the ones, these groups we just mentioned, trying to force all of these death shots down on people, another way to kill you. That's another way to kill you. They'll kill you any way there is. Soft kill. Like Margaret Sanger said eons ago. She said, we're going to get you. We're going to get your children by ingestion, like what you ingest in your food, by injection, hypodermic needles, and injunction. If you try to fight, these stinking so-called vaccines, if you try to fight these Jews and prevent them from bringing their cross-dressing faggots into your school to try to tell the little seventh grade girls, eighth grade, when they start developing, that they need to cut their breasts off and they need to take hormones, you know, and if you tell the little boy they need to cut their genitals off, if you try to stop that, then they will call the FBI on you. And it's the same people. Grant mentioned they own the medical system. They own Hollywood, and they brag about it. And all that filth, I mean, Hollywood, they produce all that filth. It's nothing but filth. They own the media. They own it. Actually, it's just like George Orwell said in 1984, our so-called news media is nothing but the minister of propaganda. They own the Congress. They brag about it, for God's sakes. Well, I've read this quote 100 times. I'm not going to read it today about how the Israeli president was lecturing some dude about how you shouldn't be afraid of what the United States is going to do because they own the United States. But listen, they're behind all this sex perversion. Why? Because it's a way to destroy the white family. They are behind destruction. And here's what's so amazing. These stinking Jews from the SPLC that attacked us said, we are conspiratorial because we actually put this garbage out that we're trying to be replaced. Well, there's at the same time, while they're doing it, at the same time they're doing that, they'll be on a show with showing 100,000, you know, mud people coming across the southern border, brought in here by yours truly, George Soros and people like that. At the same time, well, you can see millions of them coming across the border. They'll say, this is a conspiracy theory that don't believe your own eyes. I'm going to tell you something else they do. Right here in Memphis, Tennessee, we have this stinking guy. I forgot his name. Steve Mulroy. That's him. Steve Mulroy. Hope that son of a biscuit eater is listening. He is one of thousands of district attorneys that are being put in by the, guess who? The Jews. So, George Soros, the Jew. And here's what they're doing here in Memphis, Tennessee. I talked to a sheriff's deputy today, just at the funeral. In Memphis, Tennessee, if you're one of these feral blacks that come in and you do any crime there is any below, unless it's absolute first-degree aggravated murder, there's no bail. There's absolutely no bail. It's so bad, the police aren't even trying. They won't even go to a lot of these crimes. I'll give you this anecdotal evidence right here. There's 11-year-old. Ran. 11-year-old kid was arrested in Memphis last week. He's been in jail 12 times, more than once per year, for aggravated assault, for armed robbery, for carjacking and wrecking cars, high-speed chases, and they let him out. A couple weeks ago, I think I told people, and people, I'm doing this because I'm going to tell you, that's what these Jew prosecutors, these prosecutors that have been put in here by these Jews, a.k.a. George Soros, they're putting in here to destroy our white civilization. In Memphis, Tennessee, there's shootouts on the interstate. We have two major interstates going through Memphis, Tennessee. I-40 goes east coast to west coast. I-55 goes from way down, as far down in Mississippi, all the way down to Highway 10 to Florida, and that way, all the way up to at least to Chicago, probably up in Minnesota. There's mass shootouts on the highway. Their people are carjacking people. These feral animals are carjacking people at red lights at main intersections of broad daylight in Memphis. And if you try to, you know, if you lift a finger to try to defend yourself, it's white honky that's going to be going to jail. But they're doing this on purpose. And that's to destroy our white society. It's white genocide. But that's one of the many things that this conspiracy, that's conspiracy. SPLC, get off your coward butt and call in. One of you SPLC clowns. I wish to God you would call in, but you're such a coward. You're just like your father, the devil. And, you know, your mother's the same way that's produced you. You people, you're nothing but a bunch of scum. You're below scum. I spit on you. I hate you. And I hope, you know what? I hope I make you so mad out there. I hope you get a stroke. I really do. I have nothing but hatred for you. And don't tell me you can't hate if you're Christian. God hated Esau in the womb. If it's good enough for God, it's good enough for me, Rand. I guess I'm going to quit rambling a while. Rand, go ahead. What do you think about that, buddy?
I'll tell you one question we could ask them, brother. Let's ask them how many that go down to that devil's den in Montgomery, Alabama, which is not very far from where I'm at right now, 30 minutes away, 35, 40 minutes away, the devil's den, Montgomery, Alabama. Ask them how many of them that go into that building every day live in all black neighborhoods. Just ask them.
Bingo! I got this in my notes. We have a Jew school about 8 miles from my house. There's not one black in it. It's got a big wrought iron fence around it. It has an American, so-called, it's got the Yankee flag, and it's got the Jew flag, the Star of David, at equal height with the so-called Jew Yankee flag. And our Christian, our Southern Baptist brethren never even say a word about that. I'm going to shut up when we come back, Rand, but that was on my notes. Thank you for reminding me. Be right back, folks.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to serve somebody. It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody.
I'm back, y'all.
Hello?
Well, God bless you, Blood River Radio people. Thank you so much for holding on. I had to take a quick break. We were back. I've been dropping a lot of napalm, but unless I can think of anything else, what we got a Sister Nancy hit coming on tonight. You know, it's an SPLC hit piece. They called her the I'll let Sister Nancy talk about that. Sister Nancy, welcome aboard. Without further ado, tell us what you got.
I have some real facts to tell you about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, I know we're, and I also, of course, I've got some information about some of the things that have happened in Israel, but I wanted to mention my real experience with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, you know, if the Russians start doing any firebombing or napalming or if they start nuclear dropping, I hope they drop it close to where the Southern Poverty Law Center office is in Montgomery.
Amen. Amen.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? It could be, absolutely. You know, maybe that would be a great attack, a great place to eliminate a lot of our enemies. But let me give you some real information about how these subversive members of the Southern Poverty Law Center actually operate. For years, I used to attend Confederate memorials and Confederate events and reenactment. There was always one little guy who passed himself off as the chaplain. He had all kinds of badges and all kinds of connections with it. He knew people with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. I think he might have been one at the time. This little creep passed himself off as Deacon Cox. Well, guess what? His wife was Laurie Woods of the Southern Poverty Law Center. In other words, he was farming us, farming the Confederate members. And, of course, passing it on to his wife, who was a member of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and she probably still is. I've run across her name in connection to the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is not something I made up. The Sons of Confederate Veterans did find out about Deacon Cox, and they went to his home, and I think they stripped him of his membership. But what I'm getting at, this is one of their methods of infiltrating into our organizations and utilizing anything they can obtain again to be used against us. So that I guess he's still active. He always, I would think that he may be still trying to pass himself off as a Confederate chaplain. So people ought to be aware of this little guy.
And, yeah, I knew, I knew him as Bill Cox, Miss Nancy. I've been in the room with Bill Cox.
Well, that's him.
Several occasions, yes. But you're absolutely right with what you're saying. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, that was just, you know, one of my experiences with the Southern Poverty Law Center. I also know that they're very dangerous when they are, when they take you to court. Their main objective is to bankrupt you. This is what they try to, what they've tried to do with the Klan, what they've tried to do with their so-called victim, some these people who are supposedly spewing hate, although the Southern Poverty Law Center, certainly the ones, they come up with these names and groups of people that are supposedly against blacks and against Jews, and it may be only just one person in one area that don't even have a group, but they create these things out of thin air. And, of course, we can go back to the some of the evil things that they have done in Israel. Like, I say this, almost every one of the presidents, prime ministers of Israel, from the time that his after they took over the country in 1945, 46, they've been real terrorists. Not just terrorists, maybe. They have actually been known terrorists. And they haven't hidden the fact that they most of their elected prime ministers have been terrorists, killing people. We have to go back to the King David Hotel that they blew up when they killed 90 innocent people, Christians, civilians, Americans. They didn't care, English. And I love the way that they attacked the British, who was trying to keep the number of Jews flowing into Israel, trying to keep it limited. And here are the English people have been trying to defend them on the battlefield in World War II, and the Jews in Israel were trying to kill them. And they did kill many of the English soldiers. Yeah. Hung them up, tortured them, did a whole lot of nasty things to them.
And I'd like to say something about the SPLC. And from what I understand, they have pretty much already turned all the leadership over to blacks. And when they turn all the leadership over to 100% blacks, that'll be their ruin. So,
you know, it's funny. I don't think they had any blacks even in the Southern Poverty Law Center in the past.
I think they do now, though. I think they're in leadership positions, so maybe it's on the downhill slope. Miss Nancy, I can't call their names right now, but mention the names of the leadership earlier. I know Cohen was another.
Yeah,
another one.
I think it's Richard Cohen, and wasn't it Barry Morris, or it's Morris? I know,
Potok.
That was one of them. Potok.
But that's not the two. That's not the one I'm thinking about.
Morris Dees. Morris Dees. Yeah, right,
yeah,
right.
Mo Dees. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we need to. I don't know. It'd be good to know where they live around. You know.
Well, so they probably live behind gated communities and areas where they are safe from blacks.
I would bet 100 to 1 that they didn't live in black, all black neighborhoods.
Probably didn't live in downtown Montgomery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, these Jews have a history that is 2,000 or more years long of a long rap sheet. One should question why they were thrown out of almost every European country. One should question that instead of just saying, people were bigoted. There were many reasons why they were thrown out of countries. Unfortunately, they were allowed to come back in and to make misery certainly for the peasants and for the poor people. They utilized them with usury and various underhanded banking schemes.
Well, Miss Nancy, before we run out of time, before we run out of time, Miss Nancy, excuse me, Brent, why don't you tell them a little bit about what they said about you in their report and their hit piece they did on Blood River Radio. They named you specifically.
Oh, well, I didn't really take it as an insult, of course. I'm a neo-Confederate, according to them, which that I don't consider that to be bad at all. And I'm a pamphleteer of some sort of anti-Semitism. Well, I mean, I do. Over the years, I've distributed papers that I wrote for, some of them might fall into their heading of anti-Semitism. When you tell the truth, I guess it's always considered anti-Semitism, isn't it?
Yes. You know, I was telling Miss Nancy, I was telling Rand and Dr. Hill and our other audience that they named every single co-host we had, they named me, they named a lot of our guests we've had, but, you know, curiously, they never mentioned the USS Liberty, and they never mentioned any of the sailors that have been in this show numerous times. They never mentioned that at all. And they never, like you said, they never mentioned the bombing of the King David Hotel. They never mentioned the Levant Affair. They don't like to talk about the destruction of the World Trade Center. They don't like to talk about Fast and Furious under Obama when our United States government was trading drugs, taking drugs across the border and bringing in tractor trailer loads full of ammunition. We were taking the firearms across the border to them, rhetorically, and they were bringing the drugs in here. That's been going on, good God Almighty, ever since, the fella with the wrote for the San Diego Mercury Star when he published that article called Dark Alliance. We've talked about that a lot of times, but I think it was interesting to pick a lady like you, not disparaging your age or anything, but a lady in her 80s, and they're going to try to attack you. But like Rahil said, the one thing they never accuse us of, Sister Nancy, is being liars.
Right, and another, we could talk about something more current, which most people don't connect the dots. This deal with Jeffrey Epstein and all of his underage sex slaves, I guess, or brothel, which is really what he was running, that was nothing less than a Mossad operation to blackmail big, important people. And then Ghislaine Maxwell's daddy was a Jewish convicted spy, and he got a great, I guess he's, I'm pretty sure he's buried in Israel. They loved him back in Israel. When he died, they were welcoming him home because he had been a big spy in England. And so that's, this is kind of more up to date, some of the things that they've been up to.
What about this, speaking of spies, what do you think about our good man, that good conservative, I think it was under, I believe it was under, Donald Trump. I believe it was under Trump that they flew, Jonathan Pollard, the greatest spy in the history of the world.
Oh, right. You're right.
They flew him back.
That's right. You're right. Pollard. They loved Pollard, too. Yeah. You know he should have been hung. He should have been hung. He was a daggone soul. We don't know how many people died because of Jonathan Pollard.
There was scores of them. Not that I give a damn about the CIA or any of the other intel people. I say good riddance. But for our people who worship the Jews and worship the military, they should be. I don't understand why they don't get up in arms and demand that stinking Jew, Pollard, why they didn't demand he get executed. But he was flown over. I believe that. I think if memory serves, I may have been wrong. I think it was that Sheldon Adelson who supplied the jet. He's flown back to Israel. He was given a hero's welcome. He's looked at in Israel as being a great hero. He's just one of many spies like that. What about the Rosenbergs? I mean, the people who did the greatest damage, the Rosenbergs who gave the secrets to the atomic bomb to the Soviets. Mm-hmm. What about Slick Willie Clinton openly sold secrets, about the atomic bombs to the Chinese? As a matter of fact, Slick Willie was banging the Chinese generals who came over here to see Slick Willie. He's had his daughter who was a major in the Chinese, and he was banging her. I mean, for lack of a better word. Well, people, we're going to the third hour, and it's going to be Sister Nancy and Brother Gene, the Bitter Ender. They're coming on, and they're going to do their thing with some education. And Rand, if you want to, you're welcome to hang on and listen. But I'm bowing out. It's going to be Sister Nancy and Brother Gene, and we're going to start our college-level history course. Be right back, folks.